Hey guys, what's up, and welcome back to the Just As Well Things podcast. Hope you're all doing well, and I hope 2022 is off to a fantastic start. Today I'll be talking about what I wish I knew before starting college. So, for those who don't know me too well or are new to the Just As Well Things podcast, first off, welcome if you're new here. For those of you who don't know me, I am about to start my second semester as a freshman in college. I go to college in the state of Wisconsin, and I thought it would be a really cool idea to do this episode, so I hope you guys enjoy. And you might be thinking to yourselves, like, Isabel, you're just a second semester freshman, like, what do you know about college? Like, you've only been there for what, one semester? Like, what possibly could you know about what it takes to be a college student? But hear me out. I feel like I've experienced a good amount to do this episode, so I hope you guys enjoy. But before we get into it, you guys know that I like to start off my episodes with a life update. This past week, I put out How to Be the Best Version of Yourself in 2022 episode, and I try to make it as unique and like not cliche as possible. So go check that out if you haven't already. I really loved how it turned out, and I think you guys from your messages really enjoyed it too. And then also to continue on with, you know, what's going on this week, I have just about another week here at home. For those of you who don't know, my winter break got extended because of COVID, and my school also required booster shots for COVID as well. So that was something that I found out last week. So I've had to spend an extra week at home, but it's not too bad because I get to work and make a couple extra dollars too before heading back to school for second semester. And I'm really looking forward to getting back for second semester and being with my friends and just getting back on a more just getting back into a routine. But yeah, that's what's going on this week, and that's kind of it for my life update. Hope everyone is doing well and staying safe out there, and let's get on with the rest of the episode, where I'm going to be talking about what I wish I knew before going to college and before starting college. So, like I said earlier, today's episode is going to be about what I wish I knew before going to college. I am a second semester freshman. Well, I'm about to start my second semester as a freshman in college, and I'm really excited, and I can't wait to share the stories and tips with you guys. So let's get right into it. So the first thing that I would say is, actually had a conversation about this with someone, a couple people a little while back, and that was, like, high school popularity doesn't mean anything in college. And, like, if you were super popular in high school, like, don't go into college thinking that it's going to be the case. I was not popular in high school, and, like, high school popularity does not necessarily carry over into college. Like, everyone kind of starts off the same. Everyone is coming from so many different schools. Everyone's doing their own thing. Like, no one cares about popularity, and even just, like, the high school drama. Like, leave that stuff in high school, because if you carry that with you to college, it's just going to be so messy and it's just so annoying. Like, leave that back in high school. And the reason why I say that is, like, I kind of went to college thinking, like, oh, I bet there's going to be, like, a popular crowd. And maybe there are popular crowds, but you'll find your crowd and you'll find your friend group. Like, forget about the popularity from high school. Like, your friend group is going to help you make the best memories of your college experience. I'm going to talk more about finding a friend group later on. And if you find a friend group that just makes you feel bad or uncomfortable, like, if you find yourself hanging out with those people who just, it's just so toxic and radiates toxic energy, and it just makes you feel bad or uncomfortable, like, find a new friend group, because all of that is just so high school. And just leave all that drama aside. Like, you don't need that petty high school drama in your life. And honestly, I don't feel like it needs any more explaining than that. So let's move on to the second thing of what I wish I knew before going to college. So the second thing that I wish I knew before going to college is, like, at first, like, this is more on the friend group stuff, but, like, at first it was kind of hard to find a friend group. But honestly, I realized, like, you don't need one solid ride or die friend group. And maybe you do have that, and that's great, but you don't need that just one friend group. Like, I have friends who are from some of my communications classes, and they live in, like, a different dorm building than I do, and I have my dorm building friends, and I have friends in, you guys know that I'm in film club, and I have friends in a bunch of other different areas, too, so, you know, you don't need one solid friend group. Like, it's kind of nice, having friends in different groups, and maybe you do have friends who are different groups, and maybe you just have that one solid friend group. But if you're going into college thinking that you need one solid friend group, change that mindset, because you do not need one solid friend group. And you can find friend groups and different things in, like, so many different levels and things that you're involved in. It just kind of depends on who you are and what you get, like, involved in too, I feel like. And, like, obviously you can do whatever you want when it comes to friends in college, but so far having different friend groups with different areas and aspects of my life has worked out pretty well for me, and hopefully that makes sense for you guys, like, for those of you who are in college or heading to college soon. And then another thing I kind of wished before I got to college was, you know, taking advantage of every study group offered by another student, or if, you know, a student comes up to you and was like, hey, like, do you want to study for the upcoming test? Or if your professor is like, hey guys, you know, next Thursday night I'm putting on a study group before our exam on Friday, you know, go to those, because take advantage of those opportunities, because, you know, there's that saying, let's say you're working with a friend, and, you know, there's that saying where it's like, you know, two heads work better than one. And, you know, this semester I found that if I worked with someone else, I did better on that test. And if I, you know, went to study group with my professor, then I did better on that exam. And, you know, if I didn't go to study group or something like that, or if I didn't study with a friend before a test, then I would, you know, not do as well. So go to study groups, go to study time with your friends, and that can help literally so much. And also, if, you know, you're working with a professor for study group, your professor might have questions that are going to show up on the exam. Like, that happened to me so many times this semester. And I'm not saying this could happen with every class. This is just something that happened with my own class and my own experience. And yeah, maybe if you're working with a friend, if you're studying with a friend, they might have access to notes that maybe you weren't there for that day, or maybe they have insight on information that you didn't quite understand. And, you know, that can help you in the long run for an exam or a big project coming up. And yeah. Moving on. So this is something that was actually huge. And that is, if you're in high school and you're listening to this, please, please, please get a job of some sort and save your money, because you will spend a lot of money than you were planning on. In college, I spent a little bit more than I was expecting to first semester, and you guys know that, like, I've talked about having tons of jobs before high school and saving your money. I've done so many episodes about it. I did a financial tips episode with Zoe Abbott about a year ago. Go check that out. I talk about how to get a job during COVID times. Go check that episode out as well. I've talked about my workplace horror story, so go check out all of those episodes to get more insight onto this. But, like, save, please save your money, because, like, you're gonna want to go out with your friends and go out to get food, and you're gonna want to order DoorDash because you're gonna get tired of the dining hall food, and you're gonna want to Uber places, and, you know, things like, you know, also we're kind of going through, like, inflation times right now, so things are a little bit more expensive than they have been in, like, the years past. So definitely save your money, and maybe even when you get to get to campus, like, see if you can get a job on campus. I currently do not have an on-campus job, but see if your campus offers on-campus jobs. Most schools do, from my understanding, and you definitely do not want to get to college and just not have enough money to, like, if your friends want to go get Chipotle, like, you want to have money for that and stuff like that. Because if I didn't have money, you know, saved up before going to college, I would have been so screwed. I would have been so, so screwed. So definitely save your money. You know, if you need help finding a job, go check out my how to like get a job episodes and money tips too. And also DM me if you have any questions regarding that, because I can totally help you. I've had so many jobs over the last few years and I can definitely help you guys. So definitely save your money. Okay, moving on. This is hard. This next thing is hard because I don't know if this is just a me thing or something that you guys have experienced as well, but maybe in high school you guys might have gotten just like a simple worksheet that took you 15, 20, 25 minutes per class. But in college, you might get like a bunch of like long-term assignments that you might find out in like the middle of the semester that won't be due until the end of semester. Like, get ahead on those. And also I found with a lot of the assignments this year that like they would take more time than like a high school assignment would. Even though they might be the same amount of assignments, it's just that the college ones just take more time and you have to spend way more time on it. So that is definitely something that I wasn't expecting. Maybe I was, I'm not really sure. But definitely, definitely be prepared for the work that's ahead of you. And again, it depends on where you go, it depends on what your major is, depends on what classes you take and the professors. But that's something that I experienced. Like, this semester was just the amount of time that I spent working, and I wanted, and I put my best foot forward on every assignment I did, and that paid off because I got really good grades this semester, and I hope to continue that for second semester, so wish me luck. But you know, work hard too. Like, don't expect college to be a big party. Like, you can go to parties, you can have fun, you can go out with your friends, but you just have to, you know, work on time management and watch, like, make sure you're spending time on your assignments, because like you don't want to blow it off and like go to parties and stuff, because like while parties are fun, like, get, like, school comes first, obviously. And, you know, if you get good grades, that's going to definitely pay off in the long run. So, yeah. And then another thing, this is kind of going back to the friends thing. And then another thing is, like, a lot of, like, that I've noticed with a lot of my friends is, like, if you're struggling to find friends, definitely like see if you can get involved, because I know, like, you hear about the importance of getting involved in like podcasts and YouTube videos and blogs, and your family and friends tell you that, but I am being so serious right now. Get involved, because I've met so many people through film club and other things that I'm involved in, and it's helped me so much. And even just, you know, talking to the person next to you in your classes, you know, you can form a study group or have a study buddy for an upcoming exam, and like get involved, talk to people, form connections. Because, you know, before going into college, I was like, I don't need to get involved in that much. Like I'll find friends, but no, like get involved. It's, and stuff, the things that you can get involved in, they don't have to be time consuming. They can just be like, you can start off with one club, or maybe start off with two clubs, and if you don't like them, find a different club or find a different group to be involved in. And I'm definitely going to get way more involved second semester, and I'm due to my more flexible school schedule, because next semester, actually Monday, Wednesdays and Fridays, my last class ends at noon. So I'm going to have the entire afternoon to, you know, go to clubs, maybe get an on-campus job, seek out other opportunities like that. So I'm kind of looking forward to that for my own personal second semester. But yeah, get involved, guys. Like, if you're in high school right now, like, go on your future college's website or colleges that you're looking into and see what clubs or on-campus jobs they offer, and see how you can get involved, and it can definitely change your life for good. And it can look really good on resumes too when applying for jobs and internships as well. I honestly think that's it for today's episode. I wish I had more for you guys, but again, I've only experienced one semester of being in college, and I definitely want to continue more college episodes or podcast content episodes, or college podcaster or content creator podcaster college episode, if you guys know what I mean. So definitely let me know what you want to see in regards to those topics. Also check out last week's episode where I talk about how you can be the best version of yourself in 2022 in a non-cliche, super genuine way. And I hope you guys have a great week ahead. Hopefully you guys are staying safe out there. Get vaccinated, get boosted, wear your mask when needed. Be kind to others. Also be sure to follow me on Instagram at justisabelthatthingsthatpodcast. Definitely email me at justisabelthingspodcast@gmail.com for any business or sponsorship inquiries. It's the beginning of the year, so if you want to reach out to me and get something set up, while we have the new year upon us, definitely let me know. Leave me a review in Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to me in Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And I think that's it. And I will see you guys next week for a new episode. Thank you guys again so much for listening. And I'll see you later. Bye, guys. Thank you again so much for listening to today's episode. If you like what you heard and want to listen to more, check out previous episodes and also come back every Sunday for a new episode as well.